Welcome back to the DX Audio Service for June 1995. I'm Fred Vobey. Coming up next is the Market Scope with Phil Wayne on remote location. However, he's got a guest host here in the studio, so let's give a listen.
Hi, DXers. This is Phil Wayne on remote location from Big Ugly, West Virginia. No kidding. Since I'm stuck out here in the sticks, Connie will be giving you all the stats on the Market Scope this month. Now, since our fearless leader recently attended the NAB convention and brought back a bunch of air checks, we're going to Las Vegas. So, Connie, why don't we start with the Las Vegas FM stations?
Hi, this is Connie Vopi with the Market Scope. This month, we're going to listen to radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. My dad was there in April and attended to the NAB convention. Each morning, he would tape a few stations. Let's start with the FM stations. Due to time at the convention, we skipped the educational stations from 88.1 to 91.9. We start out at 92.1 with Comp, K-O-M-P, the album rock station.
UNLV's Earth Day is going to be on April 21st. You can find out what you can do to save our land for the admission price of one aluminum can. Give us a call on the listener hotline for more details. Off Vitalogy, Pearl Jam, Not For You, Comp. 92.3, the Rock of Las Vegas.
The station that's given away a brand new 1995 Harley-Davidson Bad Boy. 92.3, KOMP, Las Vegas.
At 93.1, we find KEYV, co-owned with KFMS. This is
Y93. Hey, what the heck is happening with the weather? We've got all kinds of gusty winds happening. Going to be cooler all the way through the rest of the weekend. Look for highs only around 65 to 70, and lows dip down about 45 to 50. Right now, we've got North Las Vegas checking in at 78, in the Valley at 79, and on your radio, it's 93.1 FM.
It's Friday! Blast off!
The official sponsor of Corporate Challenge 1995.
93.1 FM.
Young Country Y93 is KUIV Las Vegas.
Moving to 94.1, we have KXTZ, or as they call themselves, Jams 94.1.
94.1 Jam Stopless Hit Music with Larry Marcino. Got a call from Gwen on her car phone, driving home ready for the weekend. Want to hear Madonna's new one, Bedtime Story. Here's the title cut.
I never explain again.
94.1 Jam Stopless. A maximum of one commercial break an hour. 94.1 Jam Stopless Hit Music.
95.5 is the winner, KWNR, or New Country.
New Country, 95.5, KWNR, Henderson, Las Vegas. We're rolling through at least 51 minutes of today's hot new country, and this is Sammy Kershaw, New Country, 95.5, KWNR.
New Country, 95.5, KWNR. New Country, for a new generation.
At 97.1, we find The Point, an alternative station with the call sign KXPT.
97.1, The Point, your adult alternative. There's music from Huey Lewis, Huey Lewis in the News. How's that, Jesse? You like that? No, it's Huey Lewis in the News. Bad is bad, huh? Yeah, kind of wraps up an interesting morning, doesn't it? Steely Dan for Black Cow did Hey Hey, What Can I Do from Hootie and the Blowfish. Also, Thomas Dolby, the Eagles, Randy Newman, and the Jayhawks, but we talked about those already. Now, didn't we? Rob Landry on point this morning, 7 in front of 6 a.m. on a Two Blue Monday. Yeah, the Robert Cray Band. Great stuff to get me out the door. Don't be afraid of the dark. 97.1 The Point, your adult alternative on a Two Blue Monday. KXPT Las Vegas. Later, have a great day, couple of days, whatever it turns out to be. And by the way,
we're out of time. I'd like to just say, as I've been saying for the last 3 hours, that it was not my intent to cause anyone offense. But since it seems obvious that I have, I would like to say this. I apologize.
Longtime rocker KLUC at 98.3 is a station that has long owned the Las Vegas market. This is Morning Drive.
Good morning. It is just past 6 o'clock. Jay Casey, the KLUC Breakfast Flakes, the Hit of the Day contest is going on strong. Coming up this morning at 7:20, we'll tell you today's Hit of the Day. It is worth $100 from 98.5.
KLUC Las Vegas.
You got the potion in the morning.
98.5 KLUC, the number one hit music station, 621 with Janet Jackson from 736-2700. Going to be sunny and cool today with gusty winds again. High about 68, 52 now. It's cold and windy. It's I don't like it. I don't like that weather. I don't like the wind.
It was so cold, I just didn't want to get out of bed this morning.
It was ridiculous because Friday I had to turn on the air conditioner for the first time for the season.
Right.
And then yesterday I had the heater back on.
Oh.
I can't make up my mind if I'm hot or if I'm cold.
I don't think it's you. I just think it's the weather.
I guess so. Hi, Nellie.
Hi.
Are you staying warm this morning?
Yes, I did the same thing you did.
Yeah, the heater on, the air conditioner on Friday, heater on Sunday.
Yep.
Are you ready for Scoop or Poop?
Sure am.
All right, I got three statements for you. If the statement sounds true, say Scoop. Sounds false, say Poop. You got it?
Got it.
All right, number one, Maureen McCormick, who's Marsha of the Brady Bunch television series, has released a country western album, Scoop or Poop?
Scoop.
That's right. Some of the titles include Pork Chops, Applesauce, and Heartache.
Ooh.
I Done Lost the Attic to Greg, and Oh, My Nose, My Nose.
Oh, Jay.
Number two, the Internal Revenue Service says it has uncovered 6.5 million errors so far this tax season. Scoop or Poop?
Scoop.
Yeah, and that's just on Julio's tax return.
Yeah, all those dependents, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. And finally, number three, the man who opened fire on the White House with an assault rifle has been found guilty of trying to assassinate the president. Scoop or Poop?
Scoop.
Once again, that is right. Aiming at Bill Clinton is almost impossible these days. You know, nobody knows where he stands. Millie, congratulations. You are a winner from KLUC.
Hey.
I hope you enjoy your massage of that angel's touch.
Great.
Sahara and Rainbow, thanks a lot for listening to KLUC. And if you hang on the line 1 second, we'll get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. It is 6:25 news coming up right after this.
Harris Allied welcomes the NAB to Las Vegas, City of Lights, Casinos, Excitement, and 98.5 KLUC. One of America's pioneering radio stations in the digital revolution. Our signal now has the digital clarity of the new Harris Digit FM Exciter. The new Harris Digit FM Exciter is now starring in NAB booth 16001. The Harris Digit, a truly digital FM Exciter, gives KLUC perfect digital audio, free of noise, perfect stability, perfect stereo, and the clearest, most competitive sound. The Digit's exclusive digital composite limiter is a new competitive tool built to make your radio station stand out in your market. You're hearing the impact of the digital composite limiter right now. See and hear the new Digit FM Exciter at the Harris Allied booth in the NAB TV Hall. It's the world's first, it's the world's only completely digital FM Exciter. Listen, this is clearly digital. This is Digit on the air.
Here's a soda jingle that'll stick in your head. We'll play it day and night till you wish you were dead.
At 100.5 is Classy 100.5.
It's 6:58, time for a Classy 100 News update sponsored by Fox Broadcasting from Channel 8. Here's Polly Gonzalez.
Good morning, everyone. Driving to work today should be easier this morning than it was yesterday for thousands of Las Vegans, officials say the American government. Reporting from Channel 8, I'm Polly Gonzalez.
It's spring, and FX is in the air, and mornings are blossoming every night on FX, the cable network from Fox. If you don't get FX, call your cable company.
Hi, good morning. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for a check of Classy 100 Skyview traffic. Here's Cindy Harper.
Good morning. We're not doing badly out here at all, though I-15 southbound is slow between the Spaghetti Bowl and Auto Insurance America. I'm Cindy Harper, Classy 100 Skyview traffic.
An upbeat mix of the songs you like best. KMZQ, Henderson, Las Vegas.
Classy 100.
upbeat mix of the songs you like best. Here, I'll just do the background, okay?
Okay.
$100.
That is the payoff with the 710 payoff.
$100.
If you haven't already heard this morning's question, we will repeat it right after Steve Winwood.
$100.
Listen for the question, answer it correctly, and win.
$100.
And I'm going to stop talking about it now because I can't stand hearing that whisper anymore.
$100.
From Classy 100.
Is longtime country station KFMS. The station is called KFM 102.
KFM 102, the most country, the best variety, 7:10, 10 past 7. Your buddy, one call, get you up to the minute. Satellite weather 24 hours a day. Time, temperature, and forecast. Open right now, Southwest Gas Weather Line, 734-2010 from the studios of KFM. Most country, the best variety. It's 7:14, 14 past 7. Truck keys are 10 G's time, of course, and Aaron Tippin, working man's PhD. It's your buddy. We still have to come in this hour. Vince Gill, Brooks and Dunn, Clint Black. We got the morning show game of the day, the top five list. Whole bunch of stuff coming up, so stay with us. If you've been keeping track or trying to keep track of what the estimated mileage is on this Mercury Cougar I've been driving around for the last week and a half here, let me give you an update this morning. Of course, the contest. We're looking for someone who comes closest to guessing how many miles I'll drive this Cougar for the 2 weeks that I have it. I'm turning the car in Thursday, and at that point, I'll be able to jot down the exact mileage and seal it in an envelope and not tell a soul and give you an opportunity to write to us either by mail or by fax machine and submit your guess. One guess per person. The person who comes closest, obviously, will select the following week or I'll announce the following Thursday. We'll win a trip for two to the Grand Bahama Hotel. The Grand Bahama Vacation for you. So, anyway, keeping track of these miles. I know a lot of you have been keeping track of this every single day that I've been doing it. So I'll tell you what I did yesterday. Drove to work and back home, which is about 12 miles. We've already established that. Then I went from home to the bank, which is like next door. Then I went down to a restaurant at the corner of Decatur and Sahara. Then came back by the store and went home. Didn't do a whole lot yesterday. Today I'll have a little busier day, and I'll give you an update on that tomorrow. Anyway, beginning on Thursday, we'll have an opportunity for you to start faxing or writing in your guesses, because the following Thursday, we decide who the winner's going to be. Yes, come in.
Morning, buddy. It's the boss's wife.
Hello. Yes,
oh, buddy, my mother-in-law is so chubby, she can't get out of bed.
No, you're kidding.
Yes. Whoa. She keeps rocking herself back to sleep.
Jumping up to 105.1, we find an unusual station, KRBO. This station repeats the audio from the NBC television station in Las Vegas.
I'm Gwen Castaldi, thanks to our radio TV audiences.
We'll see you again tonight at 11. Good evening.
Right now, The Q offers you the hottest fitness craze sweeping the country.
I could have been a contender.
Call now for your free San Diego Visitor's Guide. 1-800-701-WAVE.
Turn to 3 weekdays at 10.
A Florida woman could face the death penalty for failing to protect her daughter. A jury in West Palm Beach convicted Pauline Zeil in the murder of Christina Holt. Defense attorney Ellis Rubin.
I am totally shocked. And I can't understand how those 12 good citizens...
This is the CNN Radio Network.
When you want to say Happy Easter in a very special way, nothing can say it better than the...
Grand Central.
I'm on my way.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've turned to News 3 FM, where news comes first. Now, a News 3 FM update with Jack Day and Jenny O'Mara.
It is now 6:34. This is Jack Day and
Elise Finney.
You're not Jenny O'Mara.
No, I'm not.
No. You'll be with us right until 7 o'clock tonight. And we have news for you in the headlines. A Las Vegan is facing a judge today on several felony charges. The man who allegedly...
At 105.5, we have KRRI from Henderson, Nevada. This is my dad's favorite station to visit because it's right next to a ham radio store.
105.5 K-Rock and Roll, the Valley's one, and Oldies heading for 30 minutes of nonstop Oldies. Mike Mankiewicz, Isley Brothers, Beatles, Johnny Rivers, Percy Sledge, Spencer Davis Group, all coming up on your one and Oldies 105.5 K-Rock and Roll. Did you hear that Sylvester Stallone is getting married again? He announced his engagement yesterday to his latest main squeeze, Angie Everhart, the actress slash model, or model slash actress, however that works. I guess they're all that in Hollywood, aren't they? Until they make it big, you're both actress slash model. Anyway, I figure it this way. All Stallone's got to do is get married one more time, and we can remake The Stepford Wives, except call it the Stallone women. Yeah, one married to Rocky, one married to Rambo, and one married to that loser whose mother will shoot you if you don't stop. You know what I'm talking about? And all of them named Adrian, of course, so we can have that loser brother-in-law, Paulie, laying around doing nothing, because he's important to the story, you know.
Fathers and mothers, sisters and
brothers.
800-777-2000. K-Rock and Roll, 105.5. Why are we your one and oldies? Listen.
You'll hear the kids. Monday, Monday.
105.5, your one and oldies.
On 106.5, Sunny 106.5 has liked favorites and love songs.
Romance is on the air with love songs on Sunny 106.5, KSNE Las Vegas.
Sunny 106.5. Love
is on the air. You're listening to Love Songs on Sunny 106.5, the soft music station.
Finally, on 107.1, we have a contemporary Christian station, KNLB.
KNLB, Lake Havasu City. It's 6 o'clock. Time for news.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas. Consumer prices edged up 0.2% in March
with less than 20 workers. This is USA Radio News.
A breath of fresh air. KNLB.
Maranatha Promise Band, The Servant Song on KNLB. 15 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The Living Lord's Supper will be presented at Lakeview Community Church in Lake Havasu City on Good Friday this weekend, April 14th at 7 o'clock p.m.
Or 453-3368.
It's time for this morning's forecast brought to you by Lakeside Tire and Auto Service of Lake Havasu City. Lakeside Tire and Auto Service, 1891 Industrial Boulevard at 855-4969. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at the current conditions at the Lake Havasu KNLB weather. I'm Kevin Shepherdson.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock on KNLB. Lisa Lunsford along with you till 9.
That's it for Market Scope this month. I'm Connie Volby, and hopefully Phil will find the way back to Finley and will join us next month.
Thank you for all your help, Connie. You did a great job. Well, this is Phil Lane for Market Scope. Just call me the big ugly guy. And now we go to John Bowker, the guy who's volunteered to do the shuttle bus service for the 1995 National Radio Club Convention.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories of the rich and exciting past of the AM radio dial. And this month, we're going to add yet another date to our collection of significant radio events. Only this time, even more than with some of the others, there is a large question mark hanging over the story. The subject today is radio news. When did it start and how did it grow? Well, I guess we can't argue that radio broadcasting started with a newscast. Remember that KDKA signed on with the reports of the presidential election returns that night of November 2nd, 1920, and surely that was a newscast. But the problem is that it was an event covered by radio and not a daily news program of local, regional, or worldly happenings. In fact, once the coverage of that election had ended, KDKA signed off the air for the night and only came back on once in a while during the following weeks, mostly with musical programs. But then WJZ in Newark came on, and by the fall of 1922, it had begun regular scheduled radio programs, as we described last month. Taking a look at their program schedule for that whole winter, though, here a music program here and a lecture there, a sermon or two, and then more music. They had hired a young intellectual named Hans that winter, and Hans lectured on popular topics of the day once or twice a week. In fact, the Brooklyn Eagle newspaper was so impressed they hired Hans to be their drama critic on WJZ. But unfortunately, Hans did have a major problem in his life. His name. Anti-German feeling was abundant in the United States after World War I, and WJZ wasn't exactly sure how to react when people failed to honor Hans' obvious talent. So when WEAF across town offered Hans a better job, he took it, and they hired him to do a daily news program on WEAF, with one proviso, and that is that he change his name. And so it was that WEAF began this series of news programs featuring their new announcer who would use his initials instead of his first name. Hans signed on with WEAF as H.V. Kaltenborn. By the way, he was the one mimicked by Harry Truman in that famous videotape we see from time to time, the night that Truman beat Tom Dewey in the 1948 elections. If you remember, Kaltenborn had predicted that Dewey would win. But anyway, going back to the early WEAF days, H.V. Kaltenborn went on the air with them in 1923 and early on had some harsh words for the U.S. Secretary of State, Charles Evans Hughes. Well, the secretary was on the phone with the owner of WEAF AT&T within an hour complaining that this sort of thing should not be permitted. AT&T apologized, and after a very short run, the Kaltenborn program was canceled. No other daily news programs were started. A few years later, WEAF became the flagship station of the Red Network of NBC, and would you believe it, that network had not one daily newscast in its lineup. Nor did they the year after, or the year after that. In fact, I'm looking at the fall lineup of programs for each of the networks in 1933, and the NBC Blue Network had by then signed on Lowell Thomas. CBS had a new man named Boak Carter, who wouldn't stay with them very long. WOR had Gabriel Heater, but NBC Red Network had no daily newscasts, and this was about 10 years after the AT&T incident. And there are no morning or noon or late evening newscasts on any of the stations, at least in New York City. So when did regular radio news programs start? Well, Lowell Thomas started with the Blue Network on September 29th, 1930, and was never out of work right up to the 1970s, so that's not a bad start date. We can't find any reference in any of the metropolitan papers we've been able to research of morning, late night, or even noontime newscasts until September 1939. CBS had decided the time had come to offer its network affiliates several newscasts each day starting about then. And lucky thing they had things in place, too, because on the morning of September 1st, 1939, the Nazi Blitzkrieg crossed the border into Poland, beginning World War II. The newscasts started that day in earnest and never stopped. By the time the war had ended, all the networks had hourly newscasts from 6 a.m. right through to midnight. So what was the start date of radio news? We'll leave that selection to you. And for Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and other DX members. This is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland, reporting on May 3rd. We have a station call letter and format change. 7:30 on the dial. No longer. I don't know what the old call letters were, but now it's WBZS Business Radio, and the station serves Alexandria, Washington. Business 24 hours a day. Another thing, that's really bothering me now. We just have another station opening up, 1070. It's a low-powered station, I guess.
Good afternoon, Fred Bowie. This is Bob Gagnon. Today is, what is today? Boy, today is Monday, May 15th. I'd like to report a new station on AM 890, which is Boston's prime sports radio, is WBPS. But they still say on the hourly ID, which is WBMA, Dedham in Boston. I don't know why they're doing that, but it's Boston's prime sports, WBPS. Have a great day there, Fred. Hope to hear you on the next magazine. Have a nice day.
Hi, Fred. Hi, everybody at DX Audio Service. This is Dan Pierre from Mount Clemens, Michigan. And first of all, I'd like to say, please, please support public radio. It's important. Congress is trying to stop it, and it's important that we have it. Okay, Andalisi, who used to be on WDET in Detroit, has moved to CIDR in Windsor. And the format is, it's modern rock, modern new type of rock. I'd also like to say CBC Radio in Toronto is now carrying from 1 till 5. They're carrying the different things from like BBC and Radio Deutsche Welle and Radio Netherlands and Radio France International. I'd just like to say that shortwave isn't just, it's not just Mark Kornke and people from the militia. It's pretty good, and it's a taste for people that don't have shortwave radio to listen.
Hey, this is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. I'm getting confused here. Just a fast thing here. I just heard on WAIT 850, which was originally WIVS in Crystal Lake. Well, anyway, they're going to be 24 hours in late summer. Clark Weber, he's on there in the Friday mornings from 7 to 10 doing a talk show. And I want to find out, what makes a clear channel a clear channel? You guys didn't have time to answer that before when I asked that. I've heard stations that say they're clear channel, and in the background you hear other stations. So can you answer that for me? Thank you very much.
On our last month's edition, I alluded briefly to a problem with the United States Post Office, and thought I'd touch briefly on it on this edition of the DX Audio Service so everyone knew where I stood as far as using the Free Matter for the Blind service. I have to say first that I think that sending a package from our location here to each and every member for 55 cents per tape per month is not that bad of an expense. When you consider alternative means, I couldn't personally go to everyone's house and deliver the tape, and obviously some of the other mail services which are out there, like UPS and everything else, are obviously not cheap enough for us to use. The post office still offers a very reasonable priced system. But saying that, I also have to say that I don't believe personally that the Free Matter for the Blind service is treated with the same respect and speed as that of the first class, second, third, or fourth class mail system. In the 10 years that we've done the DX Audio Service, we've had numerous problems with Free Matter for the Blind, especially with the timeliness of packages being sent. We've also had problems with materials being lost, more so with the Free Matter than with actual mail. Last August, Tim Hendel and I were going to exchange some CDs, and he sent a package of 3 CDs back in August of 1994. The package never arrived here in Lima, and I consequently filed a complaint at the window verbally with a post office employee. I was told that because of the, quote, Christmas rush in December, that I should just wait a little bit longer and the package would probably arrive. Now, in January of 1995... the rush was over, and I asked again, what's going on? And I was told just to wait a little bit longer. Well, on February 21st, I filed a complaint on the post office complaint form, which I was told was the correct one, form number 4314-C, that, hey, these things are lost. I'd like to find out what's going on. I sent a copy of this form to both my post office and to Tim's. Well, I didn't get the CDs, but on March the 18th, I got back a very nice letter from a postal employee in Miami, Florida, which said, thank you for contacting the post office in an inquiry about the loss of the parcel containing three CDs mailed last November from Miami, Florida. I was disappointed to learn of this unfortunate incident. When a parcel fails to arrive at its intended destination, it is often the result of the address being obliterated or the contents being separated from the wrapper during processing. When items become lost in the mail system, they are collected in the loose in the mails section and are held for 7 days, pending a match with a sender or an addressee. Unfortunately, there are times when no match occurs, and the articles are then sent to a dead mails office, where they are eventually disposed of through public auction. Whenever you feel your mail may have been lost, we recommend you complete a post service form 1510. Quote, mail loss rifling report, unquote. This form is available at any post office and is often useful in locating missing mail. I would like to explain, however, that damage can occur to items such as CDs if they are not adequately packaged to sustain the shaking and tumbling of the mechanical processing. I hope you'll accept our apologies for the disappointment this loss has occurred. I want to assure you that incidences of loss within the post office is rare. We are aware of the sometimes devastating consequences which can result from the loss of just a single piece of mail, and we're making every effort to reduce such failures to the absolute minimum. Sincerely, Maria Sierra of the South Florida District Post Office. Well, the package of CDs finally did arrive, and I consequently recorded them real quickly on one day and sent them back to Tim Hendel, which prompted a letter from him saying, wow, what a surprise I got Friday. The three CDs arrived. You know, the first thought that comes to mind after reading this letter is that for 7 days, pending a match with a sender, is somewhat a short time, because you, the listener of the DX Audio Service, have no idea when exactly tapes are posted from our location. So if, for example, you assume that the tapes are going out on the 20th, and we happen to mail the tapes on, say, the 26th, should the 27th be your panic date? Should you file a form? I think it's a little unfair to assume that we have a set processing schedule here at the DX Audio Service. I guess the only thing you can do if you don't get a DX Audio Service is file the 1510 report and, of course, let us know so we can replace our tape, if that's the way the post office wants it to be. Again, I appreciate the comments about saving money, but the free matter for the blind system apparently just does not work for us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. This month, from National Radio Club and North American Shortwave Association member Tom Walsh, and FM radio band scan from Madrid, Spain. Tom doesn't waste any time in this band scan waiting for IDs in every frequency, but you'll get a good feel for what's available on FM in Madrid, and you might even be surprised at the variety of formats. Now here's Tom with a Madrid, Spain FM band scan.
I'm going to do an FM scan of Madrid FM radio. I will break in to announce particular frequencies.
First frequency is 88.3.
Oigo ahí, si marca gol bien, si no se acabó el encuentro para Logroñés.
Sí, estamos ahora mismo en el minuto 12, todavía le queda un poquito de fuerza, todavía teóricamente le queda fuerza, luego veremos hasta dónde llega esa fuerza, porque también es verdad que la moral a veces y las ganas y ver que el equipo el contrario está atrás, aunque tú físicamente estés tocado, te puede empujar, te puede dar alas.
Y sobre todo si el contrario no te aprieta tampoco y no sale al contragolpe, te hace una jugada de peligro que te crea una ocasión, aunque no te la materializa, por lo menos te da alas para pensar que tienes que resguardarse también un poquito la defensa, ¿no?
A la contra del
89-1. You're all going downtown. I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. I'm going downtown. I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44.
90.3.
Al cese de la violencia en la región occidental del Mediterráneo, lo que han denominado Declaración de Túnez.
Las tropas rusas, una vez afianzadas sus posiciones en la capital de Chechenia, Grozny, han emprendido una larga ofensiva sobre diversos pueblos situados al oeste de la República Independentista.
El ministro de Industria, Juan Manuel Eguiagaray, pide un esfuerzo a los empresarios, sindicatos y a la propia administración para superar el gran reto pendiente de la economía española, que en su opinión es la competitividad.
91.
El que sería que fuera de fácil acceso, que costara barato, que no tuviera contraindicaciones y que fuera fiable. Al final nos quedamos muy reducido el tema, ¿no?
Sí.
¿Qué tema?
Pues
el preservativo
que...
al final.
El preservativo y la píldora. O sea, la píldora
que... Pero hay que pasar por el médico.
Sí.
Y tiene tiene efectos secundarios, ¿no?
Algunos.
Según aquí.
Ya cada vez menos.
Hombre, yo por eso diría que si ahora pone píldora habría que hablar... 91.7. ...de la Europa Ausinia, América Latina, donde triunfa actualmente con el tema Se Fue.
Más de 20 años haciendo canciones bonitas, haciendo canciones de auténtico amor. Él es uno de nuestros grandes cantautores. Se llama José Luis Perales, su álbum doble con sus 30 mejores temas. Y es que, como dice él, no resulta fácil hacer canciones tan bonitas como esta.
92.4,
Madrid. Oh, precaución.
No queremos ser pesados. Qué mal el Deportivo de La Coruña. Lo que valen son los goles y por eso está ganando el equipo de Arsenio Iglesias.
This is 98.0 Madrid.
Un equipo que quiere ser campeón de liga, perdiendo tiempo y deseando que el árbitro, mal colegiado, pite el final del encuentro. Y el Logroñés lucha mucho, controla, domina.
Es una de las canciones importantes de la trayectoria musical de Buddy Holly, que fue corta debido, pues, como sabrá, supongo, a que falleció a la edad de 22 años en un accidente de avión donde también moría Richie Valens, el cantante de la Bamba. Son las 10:24.
Onda Pop. Tu música.
Y del rock and roll blanco al rhythm and blues negro, uno de los grandes del soul, Jackie Wilson, y uno de sus mejores temas, Higher and Higher, Jackie Wilson.
Evoluciona tan deprisa y se ven tantos campos a la vez que yo creo que sí hay, que sí hay.
This is probably 103.5.
Cristina, que tienes que estar siempre estudiando para estar al día.
Claro,
porque
claro. Por eso te digo que la evolución de la informática, pues a la vez, pues por lo que te digo, abren nuevos campos y yo creo que el mercado seguirá ampliando.
Deportivo de La Coruña, pero no creo que sea el campeonato, sino que querrá reforzar el centro del campo mientras que Claudio será el hombre que tenga que irse.
Si se va el Claudio, entrará...
105.4 Madrid.
Tampoco se va a descomponer el armazón que ha montado.
A lo mejor quita Mauro Silva.
Arsenio.
Es que entonces ya sería.
Va a quitar a Donato.
Tom Walsh with an FM band scan from Madrid, Spain. Next month, I should have on hand the results of NUFI 3, the Newfoundland De-Expedition, held May 10th through the 14th, along with the results of a special HCJB 690 Ecuador DX test coinciding with the NUFI De-Expedition. Other De-Expeditions also took place. A full report next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. And on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, we're going to have Ken Anischuk in here with a look at the sports networks, tell you about some of the Major League Baseball stations. Just caught an interesting article on the broadcast conference in FidoNet. I thought I'd pass along to those of you that like to use your voice for some work. From Douglas Guy, it reads, as a radio person, I know that we can all use some extra cash. Well, if you're interested in earning some extra cash for some voice work and a little business, we have plenty of work for a great voice. I won't sit here and say that you're going to make millions, but it's some extra cash and work for all you talented people out there. For more information, send me your name and some information to DM Communications, 800 South Carmichael, Suite 301, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85613. Attention, Douglas Guy. We need people for voice work, liners, and small market stations, and retail copywriting and voiceovers for cable and TV, small markets, and much, much more. So if you love production and you want to make us a few bucks, just write. Well, I don't know how legit that is, but for those of you that do contact him, let me know. Cindy Johns has information on the upcoming National Radio Club DX Audio Service Convention. Give a listen.
The 1995 National Radio Club and DX Audio Service Convention will be held over Labor Day weekend, September 1st through the 4th, in Aurora, Colorado. Aurora is a suburb of Denver and a lovely place to visit. The convention will be held at the Hampton Inn. Room reservations are $52 a night plus tax for single or double occupancy. For room reservations, you can call area code 303-369-8400. Just be sure to mention the National Radio Club Convention for the special room rate. The convention fee this year will be $40 and can be paid upon arriving at the convention. If you are coming by car, just take I-70 straight to the Denver metropolitan area. Take I-225 south to the Mississippi Avenue exit. Go east to South Abilene Street and you will see the Hampton Inn. There's Amtrak service to Denver. If you need to be picked up at the train station, contact Wayne Heinen via the DX Audio Service address. And by plane? Yes, we know the jokes about the airport, but it is open and just minutes from the hotel. Plan to be in Aurora for the convention and meet all the DX Audio Service editors.
Thanks, Cindy. And for those of you that DX the FM and television bands, the WFDA, that's the WTFDA convention, will be definitely in Lake Placid, New York at the Whiteface Chateau on August 4th through the 6th. Reservations are accepted at area code 518-946-2207 or area code 800-932-0858 from New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania only. The weekend package for singles will be $122, doubles $85 per person, triples $72 per person, quadruples $65 per person. The package includes two nights of lodging, breakfast on both Saturday and Sunday morning, and the Saturday evening banquet. Convention registration will be $5. For more information, contact convention coordinator Tom Bryant at 849 Todd Priest Drive, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221, or if you know his address, convention host Peter George. And to complete the convention circuit, the International Radio Club of America, the IRCA convention, will be held in Boise under the stewardship of Frank Aiden Jr. at 4096 Marsha Place, Boise, Idaho, 83704, or you can give him a call at area code 208-377-5346. Hotel reservations should be made by June the 14th with the AOHI, That's O-W-Y-H-E-E Plaza Hotel at 800-233-4611 at a rate of $58 per night, single, and $68 double. Before we close out the DX Audio Service for this month, a few pieces of information. We missed 104.3 on the Market Scope this month. We'll feature it on the next month, and that was my fault because I had the cassette in my camera bag and not in my tape bag where it should have been. So we'll see if we can get to that on our next edition. Also, we'll be offering a compilation of all the air checks from Las Vegas, and we'll have details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, too. There's a lot of information that we have not been able to get to, and we're going to see if we can get to that on our next edition, including some of the questions posed on the Action Line. I'd also like to remind our DX Audio Service listeners that if you have somebody that is interested in getting the DX Audio Service, they would like information, just ask them to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us and enclose $3 for a sample cassette. And finally, our next edition of the DX Audio Service will be coming out just a little bit early, and that is because I'm going to be taking a weekend off for Connie's birthday, the 24th of June. So look for your DX Audio Service to come a little bit sooner. That's it for the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days.